Welcome to day number two of Mishnah Yomi Masechtas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet. Beishame Omrim, how do you say Krishma? How do you position yourself when you're saying Krishma? Do you sit down? Do you stand up? Do you lay down? Or do you walk around the back of the room? Obviously, focused on your davening. Be'erev Kodem Yitub Yikra. At night, you should lay down and say Krishma. Uboker Yamdu. In the morning, stand up erect and strong. Shendamar. Because that's what the verse says. When you're laying down at night, when you're standing up during the day. No. We're not acting things out here. Rather, read kedarko. However, whatever kedarko means, it seems the way you are. The minhag we have is to sit. However, I once saw from Rabbi Soloveitchik that if you were standing when it comes to Krishma, certainly don't sit down for the actual Krishma, meaning you're standing before for the brachas, don't sit down, because that would be disrespectful. But once you're sitting, which we do sit, you stay seated. But Beis Hillel says, we're not acting things out here. Rather, Shenemor Belech Chavaderech, the way in which you are. The way in which you are, so whatever you're doing, standing, sitting, walking around the back of the room, that's how you say Krishma, as if you're going on the way. In Cain, Loma Nemor, Veshach Kumecha. If that is true, Beis Hillel, so why do we say when you're laying down and standing up, which Beis Shammai interpreted to be, you literally have to lay down at night and stand up during the day? Says Beis Hillel, B'shah Shemini Adam Shofim, B'shah Shemini Adam Omdim. Rather, this means, when do you say Krishma? You say it at a time, at night, when people generally lay down for the evening, and in the morning, when people start to get up. Omer Rabbi Tarfon, says Rabbi Tarfon, I was on the way, I was traveling, I was going somewhere. V'itisi Likros, and I needed to read. I needed to learn Krishma. I say Krishma, Kedivra Beis Shammai. U'sekanti ba'atzmi b'pnei Hazlistin. I need to say Krishma, so I lay down, and I put myself into asakana. I put myself into danger because I lay down in the middle of a public area, and I could have been attacked by list of my bandits. But I wanted to fulfill the dictum of Beis Shammai of laying down. So Amar Lodi said to him, "Kedai hayisa lachuv ba'atzmecha. Kedai, it's some you should have been in trouble. You should have gotten hurt." Meaning they said to him, "Shavar deliver Beis Hillel. Why would you go over the words of Beis Hillel? Why would you not fulfill the words of Beis Hillel and put yourself into a makam sakana, into danger?" Mishnah Dalet talks about birchas Krishma, the idea that we say brachas before Krishma and after Krishma. Just want to note, these aren't necessarily like a bracha you say before you do other mitzvot. Before you shake the lulav, you make a bracha on the fact that you're going to shake lulav, where you're asking Hashem to allow you to do the mitzvah, whoever else you want to look at a birchas and mitzvah. This is different. The birchas and Krishma themselves, the Rambam points out, Kesef Mishnah actually, on the Rambam points out, they're part of the Krishma experience. B'shachar mivar shtayim lefaneha v'achar la'achareha, v'achas la'achareha. In the morning, you say two brachas before it and one afterwards, right? We say Yotzer Ar, and then we say Ahava Rabba. And afterwards, we say one bracha, we end off bracha ta Hashem ko'al Yisrael. In the evening, we say again, Shtayim Lefaneha, we say Asher Bidvar Amar Maravim, and then we say Havas Olam, and we conclude with Shtayim Lacharet, we say two afterwards. We say Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, and we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael, La'ad, which gets switched on Shabbos Yom Tov. Achas Aruka, the Achas Kitzar. Then we say one long one and one shorter one. Malkum Shin Amru Baharich, Ein Rasha Liksar. In a place where the Siddur says, say the longer bracha, you say a longer bracha, not a simple bracha, so you can't decide to shorten it and truncate it yourself. Liksar, in a place with a short bracha, Ein Rasha Larich, you can't add in things. Lachtom, Ein Rasha Shalom Lachtom. That's a bracha we end off by saying, Baruch Ata Hashem, don't skip that. Mishalom Lachtom, if it's a bracha we don't end off with, Baruch Ata Hashem, like a birchas aperos, a birchas a mitzvos, meaning this is in general, this is not just birchas krishma, but anywhere a bracha where there's no conclusion with a baruch, so ain't a rashi lachtim, you can't add on a bracha at the end of it. So if you think through our lives, there are some brachas we have a bracha, some brachas we say Baruch Ata Hashem at the beginning and conclude Baruch Ata Hashem, such as Baal Yisrael, and well, that doesn't go in the beginning, actually. And there's some brachas we only say Baruch Ata Hashem, okay, machalam, bari preetz, and there's no bracha at the end, and we don't play around with the way in which Chazal or Metake and Brachos, more will come on that in the sixth parak in Mirtz Hashem. Have a wonderful day.